On the long carriage ride from Dover to London, Michael, the Earl of Kendal, bit down on his lip, squeezed his hands into fists, and crossed and uncrossed his legs, trying to hide from Mademoiselle Gabby the agonizing ache in his arse. No small feat since they sat face to face, and his tender arse took the impact from every bump. "May I say again, Mademoiselle, how truly sorry I am for my shocking behaviour. We still have a long journey. Could you please try to find warmth in your heart to forgive me?" He flashed his full dimple smile, which his sister Henrietta had declared capable of charming any woman over the age of 12. Obviously not the French Gabby. In my invalid state, I was confused and mistook you for someone else." Gabby stared out the window, behaving as if she hadn't heard him. He was usually quite adept with women, but for some reason he couldn't make this right. Gabby never took her gaze away from the window. "You thought I was Yvette or possibly Mimi. You couldn't remember." Michael felt the tops of his ears burning. The chit, for someone whom he had believed to be a child, undoubtedly had a woman's way of making him suffer. "With your permission, shall we change the subject?" Michael asked. "Of course." She turned back to look at him. "When did you and Mother Therese plan to inform me that I was not bringing a child out of France, but a young woman? I didn't think nuns could be devious." Oh, he liked the way her pert breasts puffed up in indignation. "Mother Therese is not devious. And I thought nuns had no sense of humour. The joke is on me."
"Joke on you? Never. Mother Therese wasn't playing any jokes. She didn't laugh when you fell on your backside and spilled brandy in your shoes. She was desperate to ensure my escape from the long reach of Napoleon. She was more concerned that you might not be the man for the job."